Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Odd 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
What's good, everyone? Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza, back for another episode. It feels good to be back. I skipped last week, so I'm so sorry if you guys were checking. So make sure to follow me on Instagram at Simpin' After Dark so that you can stay up to date on episodes. I usually let you guys know the day of if I'm not going to be dropping the episode that day or the week of or whatever. But I've been super busy. Amigas dropped finally. If you've been listening, I've been talking about that. It's a Spanish telenovela miniseries that just dropped on YouTube. Make sure to go check that out. Amigas. It's funny. I'm in it. I helped produce it. All that. So thanks for the support so far. It's exciting. I'm so glad it's finally out there and that everyone has seen it. And if you have seen it, let me know what you think. Last episode was the Psycho Lover episode. That was a lot of fun. Master Steph came on. We talked about a bunch of crazy shit, heavy shit. It was fun. Today, though, I'm going to be talking about Still Over It by Summer Walker. Obviously, I have to. It just dropped a few days ago. Last week, I think Friday. So I'm going to get into that. I'm not going to pick a song because it's just, I want to talk about the whole thing, you know, it's too hard. And also, I feel like Summer Walker and her projects, I mean, this is only like her second studio album, but all her shit's really cohesive, especially this one with like her relationship being on blast all the time and everyone knowing like what's going on with her and London on the track. It's just like important to listen to the whole thing as a whole, the project as a whole, and take it in. And yeah, I can't just pick one song. I do have my favorite song, so I'll get into that. And I do have a clip of my favorite song, so I'll definitely play that as well. But as far as topics, lyrics, all that, it's just gonna be, I'm talking about the whole thing. And what else? I have some tweets, like always, things I want to get into. And let's go ahead and hop right in because there is a lot to cover. It's 20 songs on this album. I asked you guys how you felt about it if you had listened to it already. And pretty much the results were 60% of you said, "I love it." 20% were like, "Maybe it needs to grow on me." And then the other 20% was like, "Eh, I ain't feeling it." And I get it. I get it. I feel like it's very hard to top a classic album like Over It. So me personally, I voted that I think it needs to grow on me. I listened to it like 10 times now and I like it a lot more. Like the more I listen to it, the more I'm like falling in love with different songs and just catching different things, especially when I'm like looking at it compared to Over It. Because I'm trying to see like the growth from one to the other, because there are a lot of similar themes, but there are also a lot of new themes. So that's pretty interesting to see. Like, for example, on Over It, the song Stretch You Out, which was like one of the singles. It reminds me a lot of the song with SZA on Still Over It. I think it's called No Love. Same themes. It's like, you know, knowing that you're done with someone and thinking about getting back with them, but how you would do it differently. So with the song with SZA here, they're just kind of talking about like, yeah, like I would never give you 100% if we were to get back together. Like it would only be like to have fun and get drunk and fuck whatever. And it reminds me of Stretch You Out, because on that one, she's just like, you know what? I know what it is. So I'm not going to like take this as like a real relationship where like I'm trying to like make it grow and make it be like something good and healthy and all that. Like, I'm going to stress you out, take your money, take you for what you can offer me right now, you know, just like wring you dry of anything beneficial to me, which I respect that. Because not every single person that comes into your life needs to be the one. And it takes somebody that's very strong-willed to keep somebody in your life that you know is not good for you. And like make sure that you're keeping them at a distance where there is no love involved. Because if you're not good at that, you're just going to, you know, tell yourself that that's what you're doing. But then like you're just hurting yourself. So it's pretty stupid. So don't do that if you know like you're an emotional ass bitch. Because you're only going to be playing yourself. But yeah, this album is just interesting all around, being that London still produced some songs on it. It says that he produced 10 songs, but of course there's like drama already. I guess he had posted on his IG story like, I'm the first dude to ever get paid to write their own diss album or whatever, something like that, right? And then Summer Walker went off and she was like, he ain't produce shit. Basically, he just handpicked who he wanted to produce things so that he could slap his name on it. But he didn't do shit. He added maybe like a fucking chime bell on one of the songs that was like already done, you know, just exaggerating. But she was like, yeah, like this triggered me. Like he didn't do shit, trying to take credit. So I don't know if it's just like part of like the marketing for the album. It does feel a little weird to have him on there, because it's like, if you don't fuck with him, then like why? But I mean, I guess it's not the first time that that's happened in like the history of music. Like people, when they're making music together, get in fights, like if they're couples, and it's like you still have to work together. Like it's business first at the end of the day. And if you know you're a good duo like Summer and London, then it kind of makes sense for him to be on it. But the album does sound different from Over It. So who knows? I don't really care. I'm just happy it's growing on me, because I was like low-key scared to listen to it, because like Over It holds a very special place in my heart. Like legit last year, I was in the top 0.1% of Summer Walker listeners, which was like crazy. I felt like a freaking stan or something. But let me get into my favorite song, pretty much, that I wanted to play a clip of, is Insane. That's the name of the song, Insane. And it's actually produced, I was looking, by Remy Williams, who actually produced the song Grave on her EP Clear. And I literally like knew in my head, I was like, this sounds like Grave, which I love that song. Like that whole, it's a very just a bluesy. And her voice on it is really good. And yeah, Insane sounds just like it. So if you haven't listened to that one, go check it out. And like, they're very similar. And he also produced on Still Over It, the song with Ari Lennox, Unloyal, which is another one of my favorite songs. So she needs to do more songs with this dude and drop London, because the Clear EP is like my favorite. Even Last Days of Summer is good. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Over It, and Still Over It is growing on me. But if I could get like some old school Summer, I would be so happy. Like legit, when the single for this album dropped, what was it? X for a Reason with JT. I couldn't even finish listening to the song because I just got so scared. I was like, oh my God, like don't tell me this is what this new album is going to sound like. Please no. God, please no. I was scared. And like the funny thing is, once the album dropped, I finally got around to like listening to it. I did kind of just like a casual listen and, you know, just had it playing in the background. Got to let it like sink in slowly. And I skipped X for a Reason because I was like, I don't really care for the song. Like even Summer Walker said that she didn't really fuck with the song like that. It was just like a label decision to drop that as a single for some reason. So I was like, all right, I don't really think this is important in terms of like the project as a whole. And then I was like done with my first listen. And like 15 minutes later, I was just like doing whatever. And I just like started singing X for a Reason. Like, how the fuck is that shit in my head? And I didn't even listen. It's catchy as fuck. So low-key, it is growing on me. It's still the one song that's stuck in my head and insane. So actually, let me just play that now. I'll keep talking about it.
Whatever it is you're trying to see, you can sit down and just believe. But I wouldn't ever be the same old thing. But I can tell you straight, it ain't no game, baby. Oh, God bless me. God help me. Oh, I think I'm insane. God help me. Ooh, I think I'm insane.
So good. I love it. Like the instruments on it, like her voice, everything about this song. I'm obsessed. It's catchy as hell. And there's like a line in here that I just think is pretty funny. I'm not going to get into the whole song, but she starts saying, because you claim you see things when you on DMT, but I've seen the same things before I go to sleep, which is pretty hilarious. It's just like a very subtle drag. I feel like, and this is not like my original take. I think I seen like a TikTok and I was like, oh my God, yes. And like me and my girls just started talking about it. Like dudes like will do DMT or shrooms or acid or whatever, and then they like experience empathy for the first time. And they're just like, well, yeah, it just changed me. Like, I realized we're all connected and like everyone is their own person with their own feelings and blah, blah, blah. Like, what? Like, that was your breakthrough experience on psychedelics? Like, that's literally just empathy. And it's hilarious that she says, like, but I've seen the same things before I go to sleep. You know, she's very like, you know, quote unquote spiritual or this new age spiritual shit that everyone's doing. I'm guessing she like meditates or just like, you know, like women just in their natural deep thoughts are more empathetic than men. Like, I'm pretty sure that's just like a scientific proven fact. So that was just like a funny line to me. But yeah, I really liked the concept of having a timeline for all the songs just to kind of show that she was in a certain time and place when she wrote them and that this is all like a storyline, like beginning to end. Like, it's literally chronological. It starts with Bitter and it has like a little like voicemail from Cardi B at the end, just kind of talking about like, yo, like, I know people will talk shit about you and your relationship if they see it from the outside and it's not perfect, but like, you have to own it. Fuck these hoes. But yeah, it's such like a true sentiment, because especially for like people that are in the spotlight like that, like, I can't imagine like having your relationship being put on blast, especially if you're going through it and you have drama, like baby mama drama at that, baby daddy drama. I think literally like the only way to just like own that is to put it in your art, like for real, like what Cardi B was saying, like if you try to hide it, it's just like more embarrassing. Turning it into art and something that you can make money off of is literally just like alchemy. It's brilliant. I love it. And it's what has been done and it's going to continue to be done. Like, if you're gonna be getting fucked over, like, at least make some dope ass songs out of it, you know, because their relationship is super messy. Like, she's gone on live dragging his baby mamas. Apparently she's the fourth baby mama. She has a song on here called Fourth Baby Mama. But it definitely starts like, that's one of like the last songs, but like the way it starts from the beginning is just her kind of just really finding out who London is. Like, he ain't shit. He cheats on her. Like, she's, like, asking him, like, if he's sleeping with these girls. And she's just still kind of coming to his defense and, like, being very protective over their relationship because, like, they got a baby on the way, obviously. So she's kind of just going at these girls that he's cheating on her with and probably his baby mamas in this intro song, just, like, talking about how they just want to use him and like they thought that they could come up off of him and we're gonna get famous off of him, but basically just telling them like, you know, like he know where home is. Like, it's really embarrassing, but you know, I'm glad that's like the beginning, because there's definitely some character arc in this, and I'm glad that she could end on like a better note where she knows her self-worth. Because when you're in a relationship like that where you're like having to fight off girls and like convince yourself that like they aren't shit and like you are the one, and like they're mad and they're just jealous because they can't have your man or because he comes home to you at the end of the day. Like, you just look so fucking stupid. Please don't ever be in that position. If you get cheated on, just fucking leave. Thank the girl for making your dude or whoever show their true colors, and just thank God you found out now so that you don't waste more time with this person. I think for most other things, people do deserve a second chance because, you know, no one's perfect. And sometimes you get comfortable, slip up, whatever. But like, cheating is like the one thing where I'm like, nah, like one strike, you're fucking out. Like, there is no reconciling that. The relationship will never go back to normal after that. There's no more trust. You're always going to be on the defense, trying to fucking shoo off these thirsty bitches, whatever you want to call them. But at the end of the day, that's because somebody is allowing them into your relationship, you know, whether like dudes try to be like, oh, it has nothing to do with you. Like, I still love you. Like, it was just a quick fuck. It was a mistake, blah, blah, blah. Like, nah, they let them into your relationship. They're making you look dumb. It's just all around messy. So don't ever try to like defend a dude over that. Like, she talks about being like a ride or die and how it's her and him forever. But like, what? No, like, that's so sad. And then like deeper into the album, or like a few songs in, she just starts talking about just how like it's so sad that like they're throwing the relationship away. And like, they've been through so much. And like, I get it, because especially when you have a kid together, like, that's got to be so much harder to let go. Like, you want to make it work so bad, but like, really, you're just gonna make it a toxic environment for like your child. Like, if you want to show them like actually something that's good for them, you should leave that relationship, and you're gonna show them self-worth. Because if you stay and then they find out later, or they could just sense that there's like any kind of hard feelings, they're gonna pick up on that. That's just gonna cause trauma and so on and so forth. The trauma gets passed down. They end up accepting that sort of trash behavior for themselves, whether it's subconscious, like, I don't know, but that shit gets passed down. Like, babies pick up on that shit.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But that's why I love Insane, because it's just like, and which is towards the middle of the album, because she just like realizes like, yo, God bless me, God help me, I think I'm insane. Like, she fucking knows like what she's going through is not normal. And I think once anyone gets to the point where you realize like, yo, like, I'm fucking crazy, like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what am I putting up with? How did I end up in this situation where I'm like putting up with like such shitty fucking treatment and behavior, the bare minimum, like not even the bare minimum? Once you get to that, I think that's when you can start building yourself back up. Cause like, being in a relationship like that where you're getting cheated on, especially while you're pregnant and shit, like, that'll wear you down and just like destroy your self-esteem and just fuck you up emotionally. So hitting like that wall where you're like, wait, what the fuck? That's a good thing. Like, it's wild because you'll feel fucking crazy. Like, you'll feel so fucking stupid, just like praying to who the fuck ever is listening, like, what the fuck? But that's when everything turns around, I think. And then I like how it goes from switch a dude out into unloyal with Ari, because People will have you so fucked up. Like, if you start forgiving them for, like, their bullshit, they will literally think that you owe it to them to stay. Because, well, you forgave me last time. Like, you stayed the last time. Like, we've been through so much, though. Like, you're so unloyal. Like, you're not a real one if you don't continue to stay and put up with this shit. What? Like, they will really try to fucking hit you with that. Like, it's, like, brainwashing. It's fucking insane. And, like, that's why I love that on Unloyal, she's like, I guess I'm unloyal then. Like, call me whatever you want. Unloyal, untrue. Like, just because I'm not going to put up with this. That's fine. You can call me whatever you want. But, like, I'm fucking out. Like, it's crazy how people will take advantage if you do that. That's why you have to, like, literally just put yourself first no matter what. And, like, be ready to, like, kick these dudes out of your life. Or, like, whoever it is, kick them out of your life, like, at the first red flag. And I feel like that could be confusing because it's kind of like defense mechanism-y when you're just cutting people off at the first sign of like an issue and you're not even willing to talk about it. But that's why you just got to be smart enough to like realize like, hey, were they trying to hurt me? Was it their intention? Because sometimes people just do mess up and you should be able to talk things through and have a conversation. But I think if it's like they showed you once, they showed you twice, just cut them off. The sooner the better. Like, you really just need to know the difference between an honest mistake and someone who didn't take your feelings into account. You know, and, like, people talk about, like, intent a lot. Because intent, it does matter. It really does matter. Like, sometimes people don't realize. But, like, shouldn't they have the intent to not hurt your feelings in the first place? Like, if someone really doesn't want to lose you, if somebody really fucking values you, they're going to make sure to consider your feelings in every decision. Like, when people are, like, so willy-nilly about their intention and, like, just getting away with doing shit to you because, you know, it wasn't their intention to hurt you or they didn't mean to, or they didn't think that it would upset you, that just shows that they don't really know you. They don't know your heart, because if they did, they would know what's going to upset you. They would consider your feelings and they would make sure to just fucking dodge that, because it's so easy to just not do things. It's really easy. They're just choosing to treat you that way and to just throw you under the bus constantly. And I love that she did Session 33. If you know, you know. That's like my favorite song by her. One of them. I have a few. But it's like a cool little follow-up. And just like, it's so sad. Just her being completely vulnerable. Just one of the more stripped down songs. And just really talking about like her relationship with like London and him coming home after being out. And her wondering like, is he fucking hoes? Like, what the hell? And, like, you know, she kind of did play herself, like, being with, like, someone that already has, like, three other baby mamas. Like, that's fucking wild, you know? Like, I get it. Like, relationships don't work out and it shouldn't be, like, the end of it. You should be able to, like, move on and find happiness. But, like, when his baby mamas tried to warn her and she was just like, no. Like, because she just thought that she was, like, better than them and he would stay for her because she's so different. Like, she played herself a little bit. And, you know, I don't say that from like a place of judgment, because anyone can end up in any situation. But you got to be smarter than that. Like, if girls are fucking trying to warn you, like, either they're just really telling you the truth or like they are trying to ruin your life. And why stay in a relationship where there's fucking crazy ass exes still trying to come up in your business and fucking ruin your life, whether they're lying or not? Like, why would you want to deal with that? Like, if I was dating someone and their ex was still in the picture because they had a baby, or even if they don't have a baby, just like, she's crazy and she won't leave me alone. Like, just be smart. Take yourself out of that. Like, why even deal with that? Plenty of other fish in the sea. Like, if they still got a crazy ass lingering ex, they're probably still talking to them, or like some crazy shit went down with them that the ex still hasn't healed from, or whatever it is. But that's just messy. Like, you're just choosing to keep yourself in that situation, you know? Like, you should find out as soon as you start dating someone, like, if they're still in contact with their ex. At least you asked. Yeah, they could lie, but at least you asked. That way, if they do pop up in the picture, you can leave now, because you're like, well, you fucking lied. If they would have just from the beginning told you and been honest, then you could decide whether you want to stay or not. And if the ex comes back in the picture, then that's a conversation you could have about like what the fuck they're going to do to make sure she's out. Because that's not healthy. And that's just like no way to fucking live. Like, it's one thing to like be cordial with an ex, but like for them to still be like popping in and out, fucking talking crazy, trying to tell you like, oh, I just slept with him or whatever it is, or like he's crazy or like watch out, he's gonna do this, like what? No. And then on fourth baby mama, she starts with, I want to start with your mama, she should have whooped your ass. That is the fucking funniest intro ever, and it's just real as fuck, because so many men just literally were never held accountable as boys or like as fully grown men now. Like literally like last episode, like that story that someone submitted where like this dude was talking to his girl crazy, like throwing shit, breaking shit around her, like whatever, like borderline abusive, like very abusive shit. And his mom would just like walk by and just act like she didn't see it. Like she didn't fucking peep nothing. What? Like raising someone where you're never holding them accountable. Like you are creating a fucking monster. Like please, if you have sons out here, ladies, like fucking raise them right. Like there's too many like idiots out here just going crazy, treating girls crazy because they just think everything else is everyone else's fault and that they can't do no wrong. I'm like, of course it has to do with like the daddies being in the picture or not and whether they're a good dad or not. But like we all know a mama's boy. Like she literally says, I know you ain't care because you always gone. How could you make me spend my whole fucking pregnancy alone? That is fucked up. And then she says, and where was you at? Because you claim you at work, but them other dudes said they made the beat. So how'd that add up? And that actually literally ties into that article where she's talking about how like he didn't produce her songs. She was talking about how like he picked everybody else to do it. They were always in the studio. He was out cheating. And it's literally just like these lyrics. God, I would be horrified. But I'm glad she left him and didn't choose to keep putting up with this. And that's why I'm just like, the growth. That's what we got to just applaud is the growth. Because then the last song is Sierra's Prayer. Well, it's not a song, but you know, it's just Sierra just realizing her worth and just praying for like good things, you know, just literally just like begging God to like bring her a good man. Like, you know, you've reached your fucking end if you're just like, please, Lord, send me a good man. That's funny. But I mean, it's good. She says, I'm broken, but I'm beautifully broken. You know, it's a little cheesy, but it's cute. It's cute. I just think it's like dope because, you know, everyone's always like, oh my God, I need like whatever Sierra did, like whatever she prayed for. Like, I need that because obviously Sierra like had a son with fucking Future. Left his toxic ass, like, you know, she went through hell with him, like he's the fucking worst, like king of the fucking toxic men. And then 2 years later got married and started a new family with Russell Wilson, football player, fucking rich as fuck, looks like he treats her right, whatever, from the outside. And that's what Sierra's Prayer is. It's just like her coming to terms, like, yo, like I've been through shit, I deserve better. And if anyone does go through like toxic relationships, like as long as you're realizing that you don't deserve that, you'll be fine. Like you will come out of it. Like you'll be probably jaded, whatever it is. But as long as you fucking know that that's not you and that's not for you, like you will align yourself to a path that is healthy for you and you'll find someone that's going to treat you right as long as you know that you deserve it. All right. So I want to talk about a bunch of like takes that I have been seeing on the internet about this album, because it's like just so weird because like one popped up and then it was like one after the other of just like a bunch of fucking girls saying the same thing, basically along the lines of like, yeah, I don't know if I can even like relate to Summer's music anymore, like it's just not for me, like I'm just in such a place where just like I just don't vibe with it, it's just low vibrational and just bad vibes. And maybe I used to a few years ago when I was dealing with that fuck shit, but like now I'm just so great and so self-aware and I don't deal with that. I just can't listen to this anymore. Like when I tell you I'm fucking sick of seeing that shit, okay? Like we get it, like okay, like you're so fucking self-aware, whatever it is. Like I don't know, I just think it's like a weird ass take, because like since when do you have to be personally like going through toxic shit or dealing with like exactly the same thing as an artist in order for you to vibe with the music? Like, I'm sorry, but when I was like 10 or however old I was, like I was listening to Keisha Cole and Mary J. Blige songs, like I could really fucking relate. And you guys are telling me none of you guys ever fucking used to relate to that. Like, you're fucking lying. It's called just empathy and just like objectively listening to an album and enjoying it for what it is. It's storytelling. Like, and I know some of the takes are like saying that, like, oh, I'm just here for this storytelling and the vibes, whatever. But like, it was just really weird that all these fucking takes just came out of nowhere of like people just trying to fucking act like they're too fucking good to listen to that shit. Like, what? I'm so confused. And it reminds me of other like fucking weird takes I've been seeing on like TikTok talking about like, oh, like low vibrational music, like blah, blah, blah. What? Like, I'm sorry, but I just don't think music objectively, just like a song in a vacuum, is not fucking toxic or triggering or bad or negative or gonna bring you bad vibes. Like, I understand like music, certain music and lyrics and stuff being triggering because like, you know, you relate to it, but that's like personal. That's like a you problem. That doesn't make an artist or their music bad in general, because like you can listen to shit and not have ever gone through that shit and still fuck with it heavy, you know? Like, I don't understand, like, everyone's just starting to sound a little bit like hardcore Christians, like, no offense, but like how they can't listen to certain music, or like how everything is like demonic now or just like low vibrational. Like, it just is weird. Like, you guys are scaring me. Like, I don't understand where all these fucking takes came from, and I just wanted to talk about that because music is cathartic. Like, if it's toxic, like Summer Walker, whatever, it's like her talking about her experience. That's why it's a timeline. There's like the whole character arc. Like, she started at the beginning one way and ended another way, like realizing her self-worth. And like, I just think it's kind of unnecessary for like all these people to come out the woodworks like, yeah, like, no, couldn't be mean, like, you bitches are just like dealing with crazy shit and that's why you like this. I can't, like, my men treat me good because they know, like, I don't put up with that shit. It's just really annoying, giving very much pick me energy. Like, if you just want to say you healed, just say that and go. Like, you don't need to like bring an artist's music into that. And like, I'm not like standing up for Summer Walker, like, I don't think she gives a fuck, but I just think it's weird. I just wanted to talk about it. Like, so you're telling me you have directly related to every single fucking song that you've ever fucked with before? Like, that's a fucking lie. Like, music is not inherently evil. Music is whatever you want to like attach to it, like whatever feelings you want to attach to it, like, that's what it is. Music is personal. And like, if you're talking about this is negative, that's because you got some shit to deal with. Like, don't like make people feel weird for listening to that music. Like, maybe you just don't like the style of music or like the genre or like the production, like whatever it is. But it's just, I just was really confused. Like, there was like 15 different fucking tweets like this that I seen, and I was like, what are y'all on for real? That's pretty much all my thoughts on all of that for now. And then I just want to end with a tweet just to switch it up a little bit. At Astro Blob she said, I was riding alone at a bar and this guy comes up to me, stops at a respectful distance and says, just wanted to check on a scale of 1 to 10, how open you are to talking to a drunk stranger. I'm waiting for friends, but I can totally just leave you alone. A plus immaculate vibes. So that's what she said. Then I was just like reading the replies. And then at Bird said, once a guy who was staggering around drunk saw me walking to yoga at like 5:30 a.m. and said, hi, fancy a bit of fun? And I said, no thanks. And he said, okay, worth a try. And it was so genuinely refreshing that he just left it at that, that I felt a rush of gratitude to him. So rare. And I just wanted to just, I was like, what the fuck? I get it. Yes, it is rare and all that. But I was just like dying because like the bar is so low that men just fucking leaving you alone when you fucking reject them makes you feel gratitude to them. Like, there was a whole fucking thread of people talking about experiences like that. And like, people were very aware that it was like hilarious how fucking low the bar is. But I just wanted to bring it up on here because it's just like fucking crazy that the fact that there's so many freaking just like violent, scary men that overstep people's boundaries and don't know how to fucking respect when someone says no. Like, the fact that, like, all that is out there, it makes it just, like, so that guys that do the bare minimum are, like, revered as, like, these great men. Like, what? Like, this should be normal. And, like, it's good. Like, I'm not saying that, like, I'm not happy that dudes know how to fucking leave girls alone. But it's just, like, fucking wild to me. Like, girls should be able to fucking just say no thanks or whatever without, like, having to be scared that a guy is going to get fucking pissed and fucking shoot you or something. Or be rude or fucking call you ugly after. Like, shit is wild. All right, guys. Thank you so much for sticking around to the end of the episode. Thank you for continuing to support Simpin' After Dark. If you're not following me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, my handle is just Simpin' After Dark everywhere. Go follow me there. Thank you for listening. And also, once again, a reminder to go check out Amigas. It was really fun filming it and being a part of it. So I just want as many people to see it as possible because it was a lot of work and it was fun. And my team that all did it, Wild 7 Studios, just did a great job. And I'm so excited that it's finally out. So also, once again, shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting Simpin' After Dark always. And I will see you guys next time.